Week 11, Day 5, Daniel chapter 6. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 satraps, to be throughout the whole kingdom, and over them three high officials, of whom Daniel was one, to whom these satraps could give account, so the king might not suffer loss. Then this Daniel became distinguished above all the other high officials and satraps, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. Then the high officials and the satraps sought to find a ground for complaint against Daniel with regard to the kingdom, but they could find no ground for complaint or any fault, because he was faithful, and no error or fault was found in him. Then these men said, "We shall not find any ground for complaint against this Daniel, unless we find it in connection to the law of his God." Then these high officials and satraps came by agreement to the king and said to him, "O King Darius, live forever. All the high officials of the kingdom, the prefects and the satraps, the counselors and the governors are agreed that the king should establish an ordinance and enforce an injunction that whoever makes petition to any god or man for 30 days, except to you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the injunction and sign the document so that it cannot be changed, according to the law of the Medes and the Persians, which cannot be revoked." Therefore, King Darius signed the document and injunction. When Daniel knew that the document had been signed, he went to his house, where he had windows in the upper room chamber open towards Jerusalem. He got down on his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he had done previously. Then these men came by agreement and found Daniel making petition and plea before his God. Then they came near and said before the king concerning the injunction, "O king, did you not sign an injunction that anyone who makes petitions to any god or man within 30 days except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions?" The king answered and said, "The thing stands fast, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which cannot be revoked." Then they answered and said before the king, "Daniel, who is one of the exiles from Judah, pays no attention to you, O king, or the injunction you have signed, but makes his petition three times a day." Then the king, when he heard these words, was much distressed and set his mind to deliver Daniel, and he labored till the sun went down to rescue him. Then these men came by agreement to the king and said to the king, "Now, O king, it is the law of the Medes and the Persians that no injunction or ordinance that the king establishes can be changed." Then the king commanded, and Daniel was brought and cast into the den of lions. The king declared to Daniel, "May your God, whom you serve continually, deliver you." And a stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet, and with the signet of his lords, that nothing might be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his place and spent the night fasting. No diversions were brought to him, and sleep fled from him. Then, at break of day, the king arose and went in haste to the den of lions. As he came near the den where Daniel was, he cried out in a tone of anguish, and the king declared to Daniel, "O Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions?" Then Daniel said to the king, "O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth, and they have not harmed me, because I was found blameless before him. And also before you, O king, I have done no harm." Then the king was exceedingly glad and commanded that Daniel be taken up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no kind of harm was found on him, because he had trusted in his God. And the king commanded that those men who had maliciously accused Daniel were brought and cast into the den of lions, they, their children, and their wives. And before they reached the bottom of the den, the lions overpowered them and broke all their bones in pieces. Then King Darius wrote to all the peoples, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, "Peace be multiplied to you. I make a decree that in all my royal dominion, people are to tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, enduring forever. His kingdom shall never be destroyed, and his dominion shall be to the end. He delivers and rescues. He works signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. He who has saved Daniel from the power of the lions." So this Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. The Lion's Den by Jake Whitmer. We've come to one of the most popular stories in the Bible. Even non-believers can reference pieces of the story about Daniel in the lion's den. By the time we reach chapter 6, Daniel is well into his 80s. For over 5 decades, he served faithfully under multiple kings and empires, always with excellence, integrity, and unwavering devotion to God. His character has earned him respect and promotion, so much that King Darius plans to set him over the entire kingdom. But Daniel's integrity also makes him a target. Daniel knew when the decree was signed and understood the consequences, yet he chose to remain faithful to God. 3 times a day, he would kneel at his window and pray towards the temple in Jerusalem. A detail often overlooked is that at this point in history, the temple had been destroyed, yet Daniel remained faithful, continuing to pray in remembrance of God's faithfulness. His enemies were quick to report him to the king. Despite his deep affection for Daniel, Darius could not change the law. He had no choice but to order Daniel to be thrown into the den of lions. Imagine the scene, an aging man lowered into a pit of roaring, hungry lions. From a human perspective, it was a death sentence. But Daniel's trust wasn't in human protection. It was in the living God. That night, the king couldn't sleep, and at first light, he hurried to the den. With a trembling voice, he called out, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to rescue you from the lions?" Daniel's voice echoed back, strong and unwavering. "O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the mouths of the lions. They have not hurt me, because I was found innocent in his sight. Nor have I ever done any wrong before you, O king." Daniel 6, 19 through 22. What a powerful testimony of faith. Daniel's deliverance wasn't just about surviving a night in a pit of lions. It was about showing the world that God is faithful to those who remain faithful to him. This account challenges us to trust God no matter what. When you're under pressure, when your faith is tested, when your reputation is on the line, will you trust in human protection? Or will you, like Daniel, stand firm in your devotion to the living God? Daniel's life story reminds us that even in the darkest circumstances, God's faithfulness shines brightest. He can shut the mouths of lions, both literal and figurative, in our lives. May we, like Daniel, live with such unwavering faith that even our enemies cannot deny the power of the God we serve. Question 1. Can you think of a time in your walk with Christ that you were facing the lions, and he protected you and guided you to safety? Question 2. What spiritual disciplines, like Daniel's prayer life, can you build into your daily routine to strengthen your faith in difficult times? Question 3. When God delivers you through tough times, do you respond by praising God and giving him glory? Daily prayer. Heavenly Father, may I serve you with devotion all my days. Strengthen my faith so that, like Daniel, I will trust you even in the face of fear and adversity. Amen.